This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulia. This hour, 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. We got a lot going on here on the show. We'll check in with you people around 1:40. We'll see who they're mad at today. And we have to get to this in a few minutes and within this segment here. Hugh put an edict down yesterday, or recently, for a Philadelphia athlete, and I think they totally spit in the face of that edict yesterday. I mean, just totally a lack of respect for Hugh.
Immediately.
That is just alarming.
I like how we just, spin these things. It's awesome.
Well, we work with Spin Dr. Douglas over here.
I'm just saying, it's awesome.
Yeah, well, it's the truth, too. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. Your learner mat and schedule, your evaluation, PI Dental Center. .com. All right, let's check in. A couple polls today. Actually, more than a few polls over at the Midday Show account on Twitter. Most recent one, I believe, yes. If we're up to you, who would you prefer to win this series, the Knicks or the Celtics? And I haven't voted yet or seen the results. I'm going to vote right now just to see here. 66% on the Knicks. That's a little surprising.
That's too much.
It's the Nova thing.
Cannot be.
Well, but what else would it be? I mean, they're both disliked. They're both hated.
I mean, well, we heard Taste Cake Dom almost.
Yeah, he was upset.
Well, almost drove off the road when
sure.
I said I was rooting for the Celtics. There's some of that.
There's been more historic Celtics,
yes.
Sixers, yeah. Big moments. Okay. I understand that. Before last year, what had been a long time between the Sixers and Knicks having big series at the same time. Okay, we also had which better describes how you feel about the Knicks after last night, annoyed or jealous. That's a pretty close one, 52% jealous. My favorite poll today, though, does Hugh Douglas have enough cultural clout to get invited to the Met Gala?
But it's like, what percentage am I at?
You're at 77%. No, you're losing.
Oh, he went back up. Yeah. He went, dang. Yeah, they about right, though. I can't even be mad at that one.
You know what? Maybe I have
to do something provocative.
I know, you could do that. I have a way for you to get there.
No, how's that?
Maybe you need a date with cultural clout. Maybe you got to weasel your way in.
You mean like with Joy or somebody?
Well, I didn't say her name. You brought her back up again.
No, because did you see her outfit when she wore to the Beyonce concert?
I didn't.
Boy. I was like, she played way too much. She played way too much with that outfit.
So maybe next year you go with her. She has some clout.
What Hugh's saying is he's trying to get in as a plus one.
That might be his best shot.
Yeah, because that's the only way I'm gonna get in. I don't have enough pull culturally.
I think you should work that angle.
Colin Kaepernick was there. He was there with his girlfriend.
But he had a lot of pull culture.
I think you need to find a date that has cultural clout. That seems to be your best way.
Yeah, that's probably the only way I'm gonna get to go.
Yeah. What's more likely? You earn cultural clout in a year or you find a date?
As both of them about to seem like they're about long shots right about now.
Make waves, Hugh. You gotta make waves.
Hey, both of those seem like a long shot. What was the long shot in the Kentucky Derby? That would be me.
We're seeing Hugh Douglas in the news.
That's a long shot.
All for the
shot.
Sake of getting into the Met Gala.
Man. Because it's like, you know what it is? It's not so much date. It's like the hoops I got to jump through to date.
Well, especially if you're dating someone with cultural clout. Yeah, they have time for you and your nonsense.
Because soon as she started talking about going to dinner at the fancy restaurant, I was like, hold up.
Well, we'll find out.
Like, hold up.
We'll find out how much you want to go to the Met Gala next year. Because obviously right now, not
how bad do you want it?
Can we just go, can we go to the pub and get a beer and a shot? Can we go get some crab fries? Never had those before. I know the owner.
You think you're doing a drink and a shot with someone with cultural clout?
Hey, listen. We can go to Shea Chicken and Pete's.
I know
Pete Cherokee personally.
You're trying to make it work with free crab fries?
Yeah. It's seafood. Seafood ain't cheap, dog.
I agree.
I'm taking the chicken and Pete's. I'll be like, listen, I have this nice swanky restaurant in South Philly that I go to. It's called Shea Chicken. Yeah.
That's how you're gonna get your plus one.
So I'm working on it.
There's no shot you're into the Met Gala. I mean, with this way of acting.
It's a long shot.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, Joe, Hugh, Kyle.
What's up,
Big
man?
V?
What's going on, Hugh? Come on, man. You're gonna have to loosen up a couple of dollars, take one of those, over the top girls, and you'll be the Met Gala next year.
See that ain't my style. Over the top, that's ain't my.
Well, you want it? Do you want to go to the Met Gala or not?
I kind of want to go, but I might have to go on my own merit though.
On your own merit.
I might have to, that don't, merit. I don't know. I'm gonna figure it out.
You'll be 90 on your own merit. Come on.
I'll figure it out. I got a year. I got a year.
Yeah, but I think they do the invitations way in advance.
Well, I got
that's
time.
Not a last minute thing.
I'll probably have to strike during football season when the iron's hot. I have to do something provocative.
You think you're going to be able to top last year with the offense, defense thing?
Nah, I'll figure it out.
All right.
But you know what the sad part about it is? Because everybody's going to know. Like, when I do it, they're going to be like, oh, he's trying to get that cultural crowd.
It's performative, yeah.
Yeah. It ain't going to hit the same.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What are you going to do, slap Jerry Jones?
That would work. Yeah, but Jerry might not survive that.
That might be jail time.
Yeah.
What have I done to deserve this?
I've been in jail. I've been locked up. I Do that again.
All right, Big V, what do you got for us?
It's not what's hot in the street.
Yeah, you told us about that last week, but you didn't go to the bathroom for 3 days.
That's not hot in the street.
Big V, Eagles do enough to replace BG.
Replace him as a player, I think they're there, but, you know, it's that intrinsic value that Brandon brings to the field, that inspiration, you know, that big brother type of thing, and, you know, will jack you up if you're doing something wrong, pat you on the head when you're doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
That leadership, which, you know, kept him going, you know, squashed some fights and infighting. So I think that, you know, it's going to take a lot to replace that.
It's going to take an enormous amount. Yes, they're going to have to chip in. All right, I agree with you on this. It's not going to be one person isn't going to take the mantle. It's going to have to be a group of players that chip in for both the production and the leadership stuff.
Yeah, but like one of the callers said, or I think you said it. You know, it's going to be some essence of Brandon all around. You know, some things he does, something he always says is going to come up. You know, work out. And, you know, it'd be great because, I mean, he, in terms of Philadelphia Eagles, he has to be one of our best ambassadors on and off the field.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, ever. I mean, certainly in the last 15 years. All right, Big V, what's your guess? Hughes clues. Who's the player?
Dawkins.
Dawkins. Not it. Actually, Big V, it's an interesting guess because I think Doc and
before 2010.
Yeah, but they missed each other by a year.
One year. Yeah.
Brian and Brandon.
Even 08.
I think. Well, yeah, but Brandon was drafted in 10 and in 09. Yeah. In 09.
Okay. Well, so I guess I was counting 08 for.
Oh, I guess you're right. After the 08 season. Right, because Brian's first year in Denver was 9. Mm. Yeah, so they two seasons they made. It was pretty kind of close, though, their overlapping careers. All right, Hugh, I think people need help here. We don't sometimes give the fourth clue till about 1:30, but
you don't have any faith in the people?
I don't have any faith in your first three clues.
My first three clues were fire.
Well,
it ain't been too many cats that overlap me and BG.
But it's hard to remember those cats.
Yeah, because it's been so long. Yeah, I do agree it's been a while.
Okay.
This one might be a little harder. Okay. I get you that.
All right, so what's the fourth clue here?
He changed his last name.
All right, we have a teammate of Brandon Graham's. Yeah. He's featured in one of Merrill East's famous calls. He was also a teammate of Hugh Douglas's, and he changed his last name.
It feels like we're down to just one guy.
You way to go, Kyle.
I don't think there are many.
Kyle ushered him right there.
There's all like, look.
No, it's well, technically.
We've had some disastrous Hughes Clues guesses.
Well, technically,
even
it's
when we
two.
Made it obvious.
Technically, it's two. Or wait a minute, three. No, four.
What?
Yeah, it's four.
That apply to this?
Yes.
Four people changed their name?
No, well, I meant four team. I was thinking, I was still on four teammates.
Oh, four people were your teammates and also his. Yeah. Yeah, but the change the name part there, that's where it all is at. All right, Anthony's in Norristown. What's up, Anthony?
Yeah.
What's up?
That clue really made things a little interesting.
Did it make it harder?
It did.
Yeah, that's an L for Hugh, if I'm counting my L's and W's for Hugh.
Can I throw one out before my guess?
No, that ain't how we do it.
If you throw it out, it's your guess.
Be serious.
All right, I'll hold up on that. But
hey, we just gave you the biggest clue. What are you talking about?
With BG, we...
It steamrolled you.
He ain't paying.
We got some players on the team right now. And my guy has been Jordan Mailata. I like this, the way that he presents himself, the way that he does all the singing stuff and the holidays, and I feel like people can look up to him. So he's, you know, in step for replacing a Doc or a Fletch or a BG, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I think Mailata, if you tell me to name someone who's going to be the next spokesperson that's going to talk, like I mentioned earlier, Anthony, who's going to be the guy to speak up when things are rough, like they're in a losing streak or people aren't happy? Mailata.
Mailata might be the guy.
Mailata feels like he's going to take
the
mantle.
He's the biggest freaking dude. Who, like,
well, he is big, yeah.
You're going to talk back to him?
Yeah, you all right?
What?
I don't know.
What is wrong with him?
Is you okay?
I don't know.
I'm okay. I was just speculating. I was doing some reckless speculating, man. I'm sorry.
Anthony, what?
Not too many gummies?
Not, I don't think today. It's only Wednesday.
No, you know what? It's since we're here, and I was kind of wondering what was up with you. You all right over there?
I'm chilling. Silence. I'm saying Craig Thomas, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was your guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, he that was wrong.
Did change his name, though, right?
Did Trey change his name?
It's William, right?
Oh, he changed his name from William Thomas to Trey.
Well, is that really Trey? Because it's William Thomas the III.
It was William Thomas.
Okay, but he's... I think it makes... It's a good guess, Anthony.
I respect that as an answer.
It changes the name he's presented as, right? Like, it's...
Considering that the state we theorized...
Right. That's part of it. Now, he didn't change his name legally. You're saying he just changed the name he went by.
Yeah, he just called Trey. I always called him Trey. But his name is William Thomas.
But I can understand from a listener perspective, like, that sounds... name change could be like, hey, call me this now, versus changing your name.
No, I get where you're going.
Yeah, there's two different parts.
That was all right. I thought he had some gummies. He's a little slurry. I mean, I'm not trying to... If you're still listening, I'm not trying to say that, you know, you were drinking, but it did kind of sound like you were drinking
a
little bit.
Well, it's 1:11. It could be 5 o'clock
somewhere. I mean, and that's okay. If that's what you want to do, that's your business. But I'm just saying. I don't partake in gummies until after 3.
Well, he did have the nerve to call out Hugh.
Yeah.
As if he was okay.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, I don't like...
Well, he heard you with... He mumbles, Douglas.
Well, I mean, you know, that mumbling irritates some folks to no end.
Like you're telling me.
Yeah, they'll be all right, though.
Yeah, they will. Everyone's going to be okay. All right, before we go into further, you did put an edict down the other day, Hugh. We did our show on Bryce Harper on Friday, right? Mm-hmm. And how he wasn't playing great. The Phillies needed more out of him. Frustrated, annoyed.
Stop TikToking.
Concerned. And you had mentioned... that maybe it's time to put the TikToks away and kind of just, you know, hone in. Well, Bryce, as we know, is a listener to the station, heard you. And I mean, listen to this.
That's where we're going with.
It sounds to me like he just totally said that Hugh Douglas.
Don't know what he's talking about.
That guy's a clown. Here's Bryce with his latest TikTok yesterday on the golf course in Florida.
What up, y'all? We're out at Cabot Farms today playing some golf. And thought I'd bring you along a par 316 and see what I can do. Not the greatest. Bogey golf. That's what I do. Or double bogey. Sevens, fives, all of them.
It's a shot at Hugh.
That felt like a direct shot at Hugh Douglas.
Can you do me a favor, Kyle?
Mocking.
Can you do me a favor?
Maybe.
Send me that video because I just want to see the comments. Because I like in times like this, I think it's bold. Like in this day and age when you have the type of outings that you've had the last couple of days to go. And because you know people on the comments when you do the TikToks,
I don't disagree.
They get brutal.
There's a time and a place.
They get brutal. Mm-hmm.
I got
they
some for
brutal.
You. You ready for this?
Give me the meme. Give me the meme.
Comment section on the Bryce Harper TikTok. If only he could hit a moving ball.
Yeah, that right there. That's what I'm talking about.
We don't need to see the golf swing. We need to see you in the cage working on hitting a high fastball and a lefty breaking ball moving away from you.
Can I just
go ahead
for a moment?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to channel my inner black gritty. Bryce, thank you for choosing me, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. But I did that to protect you.
You did.
I tried.
And he didn't listen.
I was trying to protect you. Because I'm in these streets.
King
you know what I mean?
King of pander while he's 8 for last 47.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle, I know you might not like where I'm coming from, but I'm in these streets. I understand. Even though I go to bed early, I still know what the streets are saying. Mm-hmm. You put yourself in a bad spot. Yep. I've been there. You know what I mean? So I knew I'm helping you out, but you didn't want, you know what I mean?
That was sound advice.
I was trying to tell you, but you know, mm-hmm. He probably turned the comments off by now. He obviously didn't because you could see him still, huh?
Well, someone reposted his TikTok. I don't even have TikTok, but I saw the video.
They flamed him.
Couple more here. That's the same swing I've seen every at bat. How many times did he whiff?
Wow.
Are you bleeping kidding?
I try. Like, dog, listen. I was a former athlete. I know how it is. I know how I work around these parts. I'm just telling you, stay away from the social media, man, because you took, like, it's your day off. No question.
He can play golf if
you
want.
You can play golf if you want to, but just be prepared for the backlash.
Maybe not post it. Last one here. Stop with the stupid TikTok BS and get a hit.
See, Joe enjoyed that way too much.
You know, I think my favorite is just simply, are you bleeping kidding me?
Yeah, are you bleeping kidding me?
The man's golfing. Like, are you bleeping kidding me?
You enjoyed that completely too much. No, I'm just saying, I'm trying to help you out, dog. I mean, everything I say here, because I say it with all, you know, with all due respect, and you know, I think you're phenomenal, but boy, Sometimes you just got to read the room.
Now, you being...
The beats are good, are you believing Kevin?
I know. Are you being right about this doesn't change the fact that he totally disrespected what you said.
No, I think he felt... He's done a lot. Like, he's been more forthcoming. Well, he was more forthcoming.
On Sunday, he was, yeah.
On Sunday.
Yep.
And so I think he's just trying to chase normal. He's chasing normal.
And he should.
As you should in this game. But boy, you gotta be prepared for the backlash.
Some advice. How about hit tonight?
you better knock him out of the park.
Get a couple knocks tonight. Because you know what's gonna happen tonight. If he goes 0-for-4, there'll be comments like, but you could golf yesterday, but he could put a TikTok up yesterday.
About to kill him.
Yeah. I suggest a big night for Bryce tonight.
Are
you bleeping kidding?
That was strong.
Oh man, it was. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Jay in West Philly's up. Good afternoon, Jay.
What up? Hey, yo. That
what's up,
is my favorite time of the week right there. I need that read every day. You need to read his comments for the pandering king.
Well, if he continues to struggle, we'll read them all the time.
and puts up
the TikToks. Yeah.
About to be flying.
I need those read every day.
We did it just for you, Jay. We planned this out just for you.
I really think you did. You probably see me up there and say, look, try to get on my good side, Julio. Now, what are you worried about with Brandon Graham? You want him to play forever?
No, I mean, I understand it was time. I just I didn't feel like they did enough to replace him.
Well, they got players out there. They did another draft. They picked up some more people. He don't mention people. He sat there and told you who going to take over the room, but nobody listened. Everybody wanted him to play until he in the wheelchair. Let that man go, man.
Well, it's hard, Jay. It's hard.
Let him go.
He's a great player.
Let him go, man. Jeez. That'll be free, man. He already told you Nolan Smith going to take over the room. You seen it from the clips last year.
Mm-hmm.
The leaders is going to be Jordan Davis and Nolan Smith. So they're going to be all right, man. People got to grow sometimes. You want him around here until he's 65. Then you're going to complain. Is he playing too much? He brought it back. That's what you were saying last year before he was playing.
Well, then he played very well. He played very well last year.
Okay, well, let him be. Let him go.
Well, you know me. I'm going to complain no matter what.
You like to hold on to the past.
Yes, of course I do.
It's a draft every year, man. Calm down. We're going to be all right. Y'all said the same thing about the other Panthers. Pandering King number one. Y'all said that about Kelsey.
Well, I was wrong about that. I was wrong. They were fine.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll be all right, man. Then we just win the Super Bowl?
They did. But now we're on to 2025. Jay, we're on to 2025 now.
I know 2-2, Julio. I know that. Now you're rooting for the Knicks there.
No, I'm not rooting for the Knicks. I'm jealous of the Knicks, Jay. Jealous.
Jealous of what?
Jealous. They play with heart. They came back from 20 down against the Celtics.
They come back, Boston.
So they choked.
Oh, my God. Hold on, Jay. Would the Sixers...
If Boston had made half of those threes, would they have been come back?
Well, no. If any team makes all their shots, what does that mean?
I didn't say all of them. If Boston had just made 5 more 3-pointers, it would have been a comeback. It'd have been a gritty comeback.
No, well, of course not. But Jay, I'm not worried about anything. If the Sixers were in that spot last night, you and I know they roll over like dogs.
They had James Harden and Ben Simmons on it,
and Joel Embiid. Don't forget that guy. He'd roll over like a dog too.
Who?
Embiid.
Don't forget who?
Embiid.
Yeah, he was out there. The bum was scared.
Oh, jeez.
Harden was scared, and he had to do too much.
Oh, there we go. Let's make excuses for Joel. Yeah.
Where was the new Rodney Pete at? I ain't hear nobody complain about him.
Rodney Pete?
Rodney Pete.
Yeah, Tyrese Maxey, old Smiley there. Ain't nobody say nothing about him.
I didn't know he's the new Rodney Pete. Now we have a new nickname.
He's new Rodney Pete. He smiled all the time and everything. He misses threes. Look, he was the same one laying on the ground when he was down for the loose ball.
You're not a Maxey guy?
Who, Lou Williams? Yeah, he overrated. He's a Maxey guy.
Called him Lou Williams.
And everybody want to build a team around him. Well, he's a six man.
Who else are we building the team around, Jay?
Number 2 pick, huh?
Who else are we building the team around?
Hey, you see Tobias Harris was in the playoffs this year, right?
Yeah, I saw.
Jay, I brought it up. Didn't nobody want to talk about that.
Yeah, they like to hear that. They want to hear that. Look, he was in the playoffs.
But what does that have to do? What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just talking about the team and everybody you rooting for.
I'm not rooting for anyone in this postseason. I wish the Sixers for it. Jay, what do you got for us? What's your guess?
I ain't got no guess. I don't know who just changed the name.
Stumped
none of that.
Jay.
You stumped Jay. You proud of yourself here?
Oh, Jay, he ain't even give a guess, man.
That's a bad reflection on you.
But no, I mean, it's easy because how many Eagles do you know that have changed their name? How many?
Not many.
I mean, it's not Okay.
I could think of one other one besides the answer, but I don't think... Well, he doesn't fit the other criteria.
Mm-hmm.
There's not many.
Yeah, so think about it.
You have stumped people. I have a thought that this one might go down to like literally the end. I mean, we might need a fifth clue to help people out. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to G Money in Delaware. What's up, G Money?
You don't need a fifth clue, Jaquan Parker.
Whoa!
Hey, out the gate, boom!
100%, man.
He knew it.
Yeah, yeah.
What gave it away? Was it the name change?
I remember vaguely. I've been following Eagles for a while. I remember vaguely they had a player that legally changed his name.
Yep.
It was
Thomas. Yep.
Yeah. I vaguely remember that. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. G-Money, you got it.
Good job.
$100 gift card to Sunoco.
I'll take it. I can use that.
Well, everyone can. Well, happy you won, G-Money. Good stuff, buddy. All right, can we hear the call? So we did say a couple times, one of the clues was he was part of a famous Merrill Reese call. Let's hear a 2011 Eagles in Buffalo against the Bills, and this happened.
Hasn't gotten the snap yet. Still calling. Eagles jumps! They jumped! Jaquan Parker jumped! And just cost the Eagles their last chance. That's what they were doing. They weren't going to run a play. Well, they were just going to...
Well, I knew that.
We knew it. They weren't going to run a play. The Eagles just gave them the game.
That was strong.
It's an all-time Merrill call. That was early October of 2011. The Dream Team had begun to break Merrill.
Dark times.
Bad seasons... break Merrill. I mean, the talkie interception with Carson Wentz in 2020 is an all-time Merrill's just spirit was broken by how bad the play was. And that 2011 season started with so much promise, and then they just lost games left and right they should have won. Giants, 49ers, that Buffalo game, and then they basically by the middle of October, the season was dead.
The talkie-talkie
interception.
I'm trying to find it, but I remember the octave going up.
That's the talkie-talkie pick was when I knew he was done with Wentz. I mean, he wasn't going to say it, but like
that was a tough time.
Tough season.
Yeah.
I'm actually jealous of people like you, Hugh, that didn't have to live through the 2020 Eagles. Watching Carson
Wentz.
I mean,
I was watching from afar.
I know, but like coming in here on Mondays after
it was rough, yeah.
Well, and having to tell people, like, this guy stinks. I mean, this guy flat out.
You're getting killed for
yes.
it. Yeah.
That went on for a month or two. And then by November, I think everyone saw the same things I did. He absolutely stunk. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll check in with you people before we wrap up the show. Phone lines as well. We celebrated an Eagles legend yesterday. On the other side, we'll officially say goodbye to another Eagles legend as some news dropped yesterday. You may have missed this. We'll have it for you next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Here is the punt by Gillen. He gets it away. It is a knuckler. Covey comes up, fields it at the 35, comes to the 40, cuts back to the 45, runs along the 50. Covey down the far sideline, to the 40, to the 30, to the 25, out of bounds at the 19.
May gets it away. It's a wobbler. Covey backs up. He takes it at the 23, starts to his left, comes across the 30, comes across the 40, up to the 42. This kid is too much.
Fantastic.
He is too much. This they are it. So lucky to have him.
A lot of losses, a lot of big names walking out the door, Hugh. How you feeling? Britton Covey.
That was Merrill's guy.
Los Angeles Ram.
Yeah, that it's was over. Merrill's guy.
End of an era?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you know. Love Merrill. Merrill really, really liked Britton Covey.
He did.
He did not do anything for us when he was in that slot receiver spot, though.
But he was not a bad punt returner.
He was not bad. As far as a guy that played that helped out in offense concerned.
Are you crushing the guy?
I ain't crushing him. I'm just being like, listen, man, sometimes honesty hurts. I mean, but he was not a good slot receiver.
He was a punt returner.
Yeah, but they tried to make him a slot.
Well, they were a little thin at that point.
And he didn't work out.
Do you think we're going to have BC Life here with Britton Covey at the Colonial Theater?
What you mean? You mean like half the same thing we have at BG?
Uh-huh.
Hells no.
Oh.
I'm not going to that. Like, listen, our bosses here do a lovely job of creating these events. Shout out to Rod Lakin and everybody that helped put this event.
So if you were asked to participate in BC Live, Britton Covey Live, you wouldn't go?
I would say, Rod, with all due respect, do I have to go? He wasn't all that in a bag of chips. Like, Brandon Graham is somebody that, you know, you admire and you look up. Me and Ben were talking about this morning, and Ben was like, he's the type of guy you want your son to be like.
Well, I agree on that.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, no, Britton Covey, I mean, he was nice, but he wasn't BG.
All right. Well, if Covey returns a punt against the Eagles next year, we're replaying this audio because you poked the bear.
Oh, man, he'll be all right.
You poked the bear.
Listen, I ain't worried about poking that bear. He could come to town and be in a Rams uniform, and I would not be intimidated by what he brings
to
the table.
Well, they do play the Rams next year in Philadelphia, so.
Revenge game.
Uh-oh.
For who?
Covey.
Okay.
Well, it's not the Eagles. What are they getting revenge for? They didn't want him anymore.
Bring Kobe in.
All right. Before we go back to the phones, I just saw this. I want you guys to guess. NBA Basketball Executive of the Year voting results. Can you guys guess how many votes this year Daryl Morey got?
None.
Kyle?
Nah, two.
Two.
I'd say two.
Two. I'd curse on the air if he got any. He got zero.
He should get negative votes.
They like the anti-executive of the year. Yeah. Now he got.
I wonder why he still got a job though. I mean, I'm not calling. Like, let me be clear. I'm not calling for Daryl Morey to be fired.
I mean, you kind of are. We've done that before.
Okay, let's do this. If you've had the kind of track record that he's had. And I'm not even talking about it. I'm talking about Shannon Joby to 90 game, $98 million this year on that badass knee.
Let's not excuse the Paul George signing either. I mean, that you could.
Oh, I forgot about
he
that.
He flushed away Podcast $200 million.
P. Yeah. And he said during the season, I'm about to take time off and get ready for basketball. Guess what, Paul? It's a little bit too late for that. The season's upon us.
Wasn't it February when that happened?
Yeah,
they were dead and buried.
I'm focused on basketball.
Yeah, but no votes this year
that
for Morey.
That was crazy.
Just in case anyone thought he'd get any. Zero votes for Daryl Morey. All right, 215-592-9494. You people will check in with in a little bit. Mark in Woodbury Heights. Hey, Mark.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Mark. What's up?
Perfect segue into general manager Morey. I'm watching the Celtics-Knicks last night. I'm watching Mikal Bridges just dominate the game defensively. He's all over the court. He played 50-some minutes. He hit the winning shot in overtime. And I start thinking of the Sixers. You guys can have a show just on the Sixers for 2 weeks straight on the asinine decisions that this organization – including this current GM who's in hiding. We don't even know where he is, what he's doing. This organization, which has to be the biggest joke in the northeast part of the country in all four sports. I'm watching Mikal Bridges, and what did we get for him? What did we get for Mikal Bridges?
Zaire Smith. Zaire Smith, who had a sesame allergy.
Who? Who's that? Who? What? For who? For what? Who is he?
He's a nothing in the NBA.
You gave away a stud. A stud. And then you add to that all these other utterly ridiculous decisions. These idiots making millions of dollars sitting on their ass who don't know squat about basketball. Are you serious, you idiot? Where's Daryl Morey? Where is he?
Well, he did a press conference for 10 minutes at the end of the season, then he ran away.
You signed Joel Embiid to an extension. He's got, number one, he's got no heart. And then number two, he's like a China doll. Right? And then you sign George, this guy, he's done. And you're making millions of dollars to make these decisions. And I'm sitting here watching Bridges last night, and I said, I got to call these guys tomorrow. I'm sorry, guys. I just had to get this off my chest.
Well, I'm happy you did. This is the place to do it, Mark. It's a great phone call. And you're right. I mean, it was years of ridiculous decisions, and they continued into this year with the George signing. Good call by Mark. The music really hit there when he was calling them idiots.
Yeah, that was strong.
Yeah, Mark dials it up.
Yeah. You know, earlier in the show, someone brought up the Markel Fultz situation, right, with Tatum and the trade with the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, I don't know if we talk enough about 2018, the year after, when the Sixers literally drafted Mikal Bridges, and then they traded him during the draft for Zaire Smith, who, I'm not kidding, had a sesame allergy that ruined his career. Zaire Smith scored a total of 48 points in the NBA.
These things happen.
They don't. They only happen here. And Mikal Bridges last night played 51 minutes in a road playoff victory. Do you guys know who the pick was after Mikal Bridges? Even if we say, what are you going to do? It happens. You know who the pick after Mikal Bridges was?
Who was it?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who will be the NBA MVP this year on the best team in the league.
Well,
Does that happen too?
Sometimes you miss, yeah.
Sometimes you miss a lot, though. It just feels like you've been a lot of misses.
Yeah. Well, that's how you get the team we have here. That's back-to-back
Well, Joel Embiid will be healthy next year. We got that.
Oh, Willie.
Yeah.
That's great.
Somewhat.
It's great news.
I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, we got...
We don't have to lie.
What'd you say? Yeah. I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to tell you guys, but...
Yeah, he's healthy next. He'll be healthy. Yeah, he's going to have the experimental surgery.
Oh, sure.
And he's going to come back, and he's going to give us... He's going to work out hard.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And he's going to get ready for the season.
I know one thing about experimental surgeries, is they always work.
Foolproof.
No, and you know what? I think even help him out a little bit better. Is if we help him find out who told the media.
Oh, that'll make things a lot better.
But yeah.
Oh, you're still trying to encourage him to find the snitch and act
well,
on it?
Well, I think that if he, like, it's not so much. No, but see, listen, fellas. It's not so much. It's about closure for him. Because I think he needs closure.
I want closure from the Sixers.
Closure. We're working on closure.
I mean, he could just.
So hopefully,
he
if
just
he
forget
gets,
about the
if he,
just
gets get that, if he gets that closure, then he can move forward with life.
Can I move forward from the Sixers?
No, he's gonna be here for a while.
Okay, Euro John is in Cherry Hill. What's up, Euro John?
Hey guys, what's going on? I gotta get with Jay from West Philly. Always defends Joel Embiid and Rick Jokic all the time. But also, I want to talk about the NBA GMs. Yeah, I used to cover games back in 2011. All right, I covered 10 Sixers games. I was in the locker room. So I asked these four NBA GMs, what do you think about this guy? He's 28 years old, six-time defensive player of the year in the EuroLeague. I knew he wasn't coming over. I just wanted to get their opinion. Four NBA GMs making millions didn't even know who the guy was. And that's the guy that Kobe Bryant said that he wanted to play with. He wished he would have came over. This guy, Demetrius Diamantidis, all right? These GMs, it's all good old boy club, all right? I found that out firsthand. All right, the two Sixers GMs knew nothing. One guy, the one GM, I'm not going to name him, it wasn't Tony DeLeo. DeLeo knew the stuff. But one guy goes, how old is he and how tall is he? This guy was a top five player in the EuroLeague, and he's asking me, all right, who this guy is, all right, at 28 years old. That's the kind of good old boy clubs in the NBA. But I want to talk about Joel Embiid, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Joel Embiid would dream of going 24 straight minutes in the second half, 42 minutes after one day off, going for 42 and 22. All right, yeah, he gets a 70 points in a regular season game. All right, let's put a banner up for that. Let's go play for the USA. Let's not play for Cameroon like Jokic plays for 7 million people in Serbia, all right? And he almost beats USA. And same with Luka, same with Giannis. They're about winning. They're not about this money. That's all Joel Embiid is about right now is money, and that's it. And if you don't trade this guy, you're a clown for keeping this guy around. And, Jay, Jokic has never played with an all-star. I don't give a damn what Jamal Murray does and Porter does. Porter's a max contract. He's a no-show. Every five playoff games, he shows up once. Same with Murray. Shows up once every four games in the playoffs. Jokic carries that six-man squad. All right, Jay, learn the game, brother.
Learn the game. That's a mic drop from
you
your
number.
Yeah, we can connect you guys, do a podcast. Do your John,
strong,
good phone call.
Powerful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is anyone fighting the Embiid Jokic thing anymore? I mean, it's dead.
Jay, Mike.
Maybe. I mean, if you have eyes, I mean, it's over. I mean, Jokic is better.
I question that about Jay sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, Nikola Jokic is moving up towards being like a top 15 player to ever play basketball. And meanwhile, Joel Embiid is, I mean, I don't know if he's going to play anymore. So that's enough of that. We've moved past that. Ken and Cinnamon's is up. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey,
what's
Ken.
What's going on, Ken?
Hugh, I think you could get that cultural clout if you could get that Destiny's Child girl out of her car. I think you would go down as a humanitarian. That might get you to.
In Vogue.
When you were going to rescue
Dawn.
Her.
Yeah, Dawn. Yeah.
Why don't you go do that?
She don't want to leave the car. She liked the car.
But she hasn't met you yet.
No, she hasn't. She's a little different though. She enjoys staying in the car.
Why don't you just go in the car with her?
You gotta go to work. I'll take her to Shea Chicken and Pete's.
There you go.
You have some crab fries.
Yeah, free meals.
Trying to get you to the Met Gala, Hugh. Anyway.
I'm trying to get there, man. I'm trying to get there. I got to figure it out. I got time. I'm
not doing
it
yourself any favors.
Yeah, it sounds like a tri-day experiment.
How can we get Hugh to the Met Gala?
Yep. Go ahead, Ken.
Maybe start walking around every day in a Roman Centurion's uniform.
I
got to
figure out
something.
But it's also theme-based, so I don't know what the theme is for next year. I don't even know what the theme was this year.
What did Jalen Hurts wear?
Well, it was black. He just wore black.
No, but he had something. There was something up top.
Well, it was like a Wakanda outfit, I guess. It was like, you wore Wakanda.
Was Wakanda the theme?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because then you had, I'm sorry about this, Ken. This is what we do. And then you had Tiana Taylor look like Captain Morgan. So I don't know.
Maybe drinks were the theme.
I don't know.
All right, go ahead, Ken. We're going to sit up now.
Captain Morgan. So on the Knicks real fast, I can't stand the way Jalen Brunson plays the game. You know, dribble, 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 initiate contact, draw foul. It's like watching paint dry. I can't stand it. So I don't care who the guy's playing for. I'm going to root for the other team. It's just as simple as that. you know.
There's actually a James Harden thing to his game, but he's just clutch. But he plays similar to Harden. Dribble, look for the foul, throw some assists. He plays kind of like Harden.
Well, comparing him to James Harden might not make him, you know, more likable.
No, but he's actually a clutch version of Harden, who's not clutch at all.
On the Eagles, look, the production for Brandon is not going to be difficult to replace, and I don't mean that in a negative sense. And from a leadership standpoint, look, we've talked about this before. Jordan Davis going into his fourth year, Jalen Carter's in his third year, Nolan Smith's in his third year. I really think that the Eagles expect these guys to be the veteran leadership now. I mean, you know, you're 4 years in the NFL, you're a vet, you know? And I think that part of the reason that they extended or they picked up the fifth-year option on Jordan Davis is because I really believe that guy is a leader in that room. I mean, he's the guy that came in OTAs last year after Fletch retired and said, we know there's nobody coming in that door to save us. I think they're going to be okay from a leadership standpoint. You watch Nolan Smith play the game. You go back and watch the tapes of him blowing up pulling guards at his size. And then, you know, go look at Hassan Reddick's tape for his entire career and see if you ever find one example of him doing stuff like that. That's the kind of stuff that sets an example on the field. Leadership by example. Look at me. I'm 230 pounds soaking wet, and I'm blowing up this pulling guard and putting him out of the game in a playoff game. So I think they've got some of those guys there. You know, you're not going to replace BG in terms of the individual because he's one of a kind. But I just don't think there's going to have to be this tremendous search for leadership. And, you know, before free agency, there was talk about are they looking for a veteran presence. These guys are the veterans. These guys are the guys that are going to own this room and own this defensive line and own this team for, you know, years to come.
Well, and it sounds like we got our answer. I mean, if they wanted a veteran, Ken Gutfunkel, they would have got one. I mean, there were some players out there.
Yeah, they want to go to the young cats.
Yeah, they did. And now it's their turn. All right, before we go any further, let's check in with you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Joe Giglio. Grasping at straws, as always.
Oh, that's the thing. It's every day.
It's a reaction to the
you're
open there.
Grasping at straws.
Yeah. New trend in the chat.
Ooh.
People start predicting Hugh's next clues.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
Because I bet people do this in the car.
Beer. He has 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Oh, that's not original. We've done that before. They do that on the Twitter.
Oh, do they?
Man, be original.
The second clue, the dude.
That's a good one. I like that one.
People with few suggestions for what you can dress up as if you do go to the Met Gala. I mean, you could just be Super Grover or the Moldy Strawberry.
Well, see, it's theme, and I figured out what the theme was this year. It was super fine tailoring black style. As the dress code is tailored for you, the theme focuses on black style and dandyism. That's the word, dandyism. Highlighting the history and influence of tailoring within black culture. So Jalen was on in his wheelhouse, I guess.
What is dandyism?
I do not know.
Okay.
I do not know.
Well, it's a good thing you weren't invited to this one. You didn't need to know.
Well, it's like
next year you're going to have to figure out the
theme.
All you
need is like
theme,
a tailored outfit that's tailored for you, and it has to be in a theme of black. But okay. There were some people that stepped outside of that a little bit. Mm. Did you see Kim Kardashian's dress, by the way?
I did not.
Man, it was super tight. She couldn't even walk.
So dandyism sprung from the intersection of African and European style tradition. So it's a mix of those two.
Okay, the mix of the two. Okay, yeah. So yeah, that makes sense. Yep. So that's why, what was her name? Tiana Taylor was dressed up like Captain Morgan.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
So okay. It only took us 4 hours to understand the theme of the, the event.
I mean, the themes are very, very deep. My fault, Kyle.
No, no problem.
It's you people.
It's all good.
Give it back to the you people.
Yes. You did call the chat out. Definitely. And challenge them to come up with more creative lookalikes for you.
Yes.
I don't really think they reached the level that I would have hoped after you called them out.
So if the bar is Super Grover and Moldy Strawberry?
You did get, someone said you look like a fluffier Jimon Hanzu.
If you ever Diamond Hanzu?
Yeah, Jimon Hanzu.
Fluffier. That's all right. I mean, it's okay. That means that whoever that person is thinks I'm attractive.
Well, I had to look him up.
A fluffier version.
I could see it a little bit. Yeah. There's the salt and pepper in the beard. Yeah. You know, he doesn't have quite the beard that you do. So people could step that up a little bit tomorrow. Now, you would refer to, while we were playing that draft audio from Howie, that there should be a beat that ass tax for making trades. And somebody wondered that if T.O. called in for your retirement show, he would have to charge us a beat that ass.
Oh, write that name down for the retirement show.
Oh, yeah, he'll probably call in. I mean, but that was so long ago. Ain't nobody got beef with T.O. anymore. Well,
yeah, but nothing ever dies on WIP.
You're not escaping that one.
And we still talk about the same stuff.
I mean, every day.
Yeah.
Last one here. So it's not often that Joe says something messy that sends the chat in a tizzy. But Joe mentioned Stephen A. running for president.
Which, again, might happen.
And the chat became a frenzy of people talking about not only Stephen A., but the current sitting president.
Got it.
First of all, let's screw
a lot of things up.
Listen, we don't talk about that here, man. No. This is a safe space because we know some of y'all don't know how to have grown-up conversations, so we choose not to have those here.
Well,
so we just keep it to sports.
We can't always control what they're talking about in the YouTube chat, that did happen. But I think my favorite part about that was that somebody broke in and was like, hold on, like, why are we talking about this? And someone's like, well, Hugh brought it up.
So that's ridiculous. Like, so now they lying
on
somebody.
You got blamed for it.
See, this is why you can't. This is because some of y'all don't know how to be grown-ups in a situation like this. Y'all like to call people names and talk about stupid stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's why we love you people. That's why y'all need to stay y'all asses now, on YouTube.
For the record, and you're right here, this is a sports show. We keep it to this subject. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Stephen A. running for president would be amazing content. I mean,
watching him in the debates would be awesome. And the reason why we said that, Joe brought that up, and I said if he runs for president, he's not going to call us back anymore. That's what I said. So y'all need to grow up.
Just like how Joe started the war in the chat, so I was like, this is Hugh's fault.
Well, but that happens sometimes the opposite way. When we agree on something that the majority doesn't like, they'll say to Hugh, like, can you believe Jolio starting stuff?
I can't believe.
People don't pay, that's what I'm saying. I've gotten to the point now. I can't even get worked up about anything that y'all say because I know y'all ain't listening to what's being said.
Well, you got bigger fish to fry. You're,
you know what I mean? I'm trying to figure out this Matt Gala thing.
Your video game group also dumped you.
Oh, yeah, my clan.
Oh, you got dumped by
my clan. No, I told you this morning, today is the reset. So I got to get, like, they were asking me, am I playing today? And then I said, yeah, they were like, I'll play. And they was like, oh, that's cap. You haven't played in weeks. So I was like, okay, I'll play today.
You're abandoning your clan.
Yeah, I can't, you know, you can't, once you're in the clan, you can't abandon the clan.
Now, let me be clear. Hugh said that. Be totally crystal clear on that.
You can't abandon my clan with a C.
And that's enough of that talk. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, guys.
What's up, Andy?
I'm just picturing you in the clan. What are we talking about?
My clan with a C.
Someone tuned in for the first time. Like, oh my gosh. What did Hugh say?
So, once you finish the Book of Petty, that might be your in for the Met Gala.
Yeah, the Klan. Oh, no. You mean the Book of Petty?
That will be a groundbreaking book. The ABCs of Petty.
You need help writing it. You got all of us, man.
Yeah, I'm going to figure out the Book of Petty.
You know what? The ABCs of Petty would be, that's clout right there.
Yeah, that would pop. Didn't you just see my book? I just dropped it, like, the other day. Yeah, I'm going to hit him with that.
Someone needs to write it. I think it's you.
Yeah, I'm going to write it.
Well... I think we're fine. We didn't need to bring in any more. What am I trying to say, Joe?
Veterans.
I think we're fine with who we brought in. Yeah, you can't bring in a vet like to try to be the leader because that's not organic. You need that to happen organically and hope that BG instilled enough of his wisdom for these guys to just take it over on their own. It's not, you know, somebody's not going to decide to be the leader. Somebody's not waiting to be. You're just going to be or you're not going to be.
Well, that's true. You can't teach that. It almost comes just naturally and organically. Andy, we appreciate it. All right, Hugh, before we go, afternoon show next. Phillies back in action tonight in Tampa. They're playing in a minor league park this week against the Rays. We getting a win tonight?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Yes. Bryce Harper's going to hit two of them things tonight.
You guaranteeing that?
Yes.
Wow. Dinger Tuesday. All right, everyone have a great day. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Baseball's all about the games.
And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.